Welcome to the Meditation Podcast, a series produced by Headspace and part of the Guardian Start Happy campaign. Part 2, Mindfulness for Walking.
Just how much time do you spend walking around completely lost in thought? Today's an opportunity to start experiencing life as it unfolds around you. Now, for many people, the idea of walking along and meditating at the same time is quite confusing. So just to be clear about one thing, it doesn't mean walking along with your eyes closed while you focus on the breath. Think about, just for a moment, think about how it feels when you sit down to meditate. Calm, that sense of presence, that sense of being aware and in the moment. All we're talking about with walking meditation is applying that same presence of mind, that same awareness, but to the activity of walking. Now, the best place to place your attention when you're doing walking meditation is on the sole of the foot. So each time the sole of the foot strikes the floor, you're conscious, you're aware of that movement from heel to toe, first on one foot, then on the next foot. And that feeling, that sensation, that's always there. It doesn't matter whether you're walking slowly or quickly, whether you're walking on concrete or on grass. The sensation is always there, even if it feels a little bit different each time. So you can almost look at that as your base or your anchor of awareness. It's a place to come back to. When your mind wanders off, when you get distracted by something out in the street, or when you go inside of yourself and get caught up with the thoughts, it's a place to come back to when you realise you've been distracted. Now, the nice thing about walking meditation is a very sort of spacious feeling that it brings about. But it does require you to have a balance of both spaciousness and focus. Now, this is really, really important when you're out and about. So especially if you're in a city or in a busy place where there's lots of cars, lots of people, obviously you don't want to be so focused on the sensation on the feet that you're actually blocking out the sounds and sights around you. Otherwise, you might just walk out in front of a car. So it's really important that you have a balance of it, that you don't go so inside of yourself that you're no longer aware of what's going on around you. And remember, it's not thinking about the feeling, it's actually being aware of the feeling, being with the feeling, that sensation of the sole of the foot on the floor. So in order to do this, you really kind of need to get outside and give it a go. So I recommend before this next section of recording that you do go outside and that you find yourself either a nice quiet place in a park maybe, if you don't need to get anywhere in a hurry or anywhere in particular. Or if you fancy a bit more of a challenge, maybe to walk out onto the street and try actually applying this. So I'll lead you through this exercise as you're actually doing it, as you're walking along. So if you'd like to just get yourself ready to go out for a walk or prepare yourself for where you need to go to next. Okay, so as you walk outside, what's the first thing that you notice? What's the first thing that you become aware of? Of course, already you might become aware of that sensation on the soles of your feet, but what else? Is it the sounds, maybe of the cars, of other people? If you're lucky enough to be out in the countryside, it might be the sounds of nature, of birds. Whatever it might be, perhaps it's sights, perhaps it's the things around you. Again, whether it's people, whether it's trees, whatever it might be. Or perhaps it's physical sensations, perhaps the breeze and that sensation against the skin, or the warmth of the sunlight. It might be smells, both pleasant and unpleasant. So when you walk outside, just take a moment to actually familiarise yourself with the environment you're in. Become aware of all the different senses. You don't have to make a lot of effort to do this. It's just simply noticing what's most obvious to you as you come outside. Now, as you walk down the street or as you walk through the park, there's perhaps a temptation, you know, to walk a certain way, thinking, okay, I'm doing this walking meditation. It's a particular exercise. Maybe it requires a certain style of walking. It doesn't. Just walk naturally. Walk at your normal speed and in a very kind of natural way. So walking along in that way, focusing on that feeling, that sensation of the soles of the feet against the floor. Inevitably, distractions will arise. It might be something out of the corner of your eye that you see, up above, or again, it may be thoughts arising in the mind that take you away. Each time the mind's distracted, each time you're taken away from yourself, as soon as you realize that the mind's wandered off, you just gently bring the attention back again to the soles of the feet. Remember, walking is it's an autonomous process. It doesn't require any effort. You don't need to think about walking. You've always done it. So just walking along very naturally at your normal speed. Now, you may well find, as you're walking along, that you start to slow down. And that's fine if that happens naturally, but don't make a conscious effort to try to walk more slowly. As you continue to walk, just noticing when the mind wanders off. And when it has wandered off, just gently bringing the attention back again to the soles of the feet against the floor each time. Now, as you're doing this, it's really important not to shut out the world around you. There's no need to make an extra conscious effort to try to notice things. Simply by being present in the body, being present with that sensation, you will start to notice more things around you. It's inevitable. Normally, when we're walking along the street, the mind's very busy. We're caught up in our own thoughts, our own plans, conversations from the past, that we don't really notice things around us. So it doesn't require effort to notice these things. Simply by being in the present with that sensation, you'll start to notice more things around you. Whether that's people, buildings, plants, trees, whatever it might be. So again, walking very naturally. No real effort required. Just one step after the next. And if the mind wanders off, if you get distracted by something, as soon as you realize you've been distracted, just gently bring the attention back again to the soles of the feet and that sensation. When you're doing this exercise, it can be quite helpful to break the walk up into sort of bite-sized chunks. So rather than setting out to walk for half an hour with the idea that you're going to meditate the whole time, maybe break it down into individual streets or blocks So, at the beginning of the street, you just make that intention to be mindful, to be aware of that physical sensation as you walk down the street. When you get to the end of the street, you stop. And then you put in that intention again for the next street. So it's each new street is an individual exercise. When you walk down the new street, you don't carry with you the thoughts from the past. You focus again on being present, aware, with that feeling of the sole of the foot against the floor each time. And of course, wherever you are right now, it doesn't matter whether you walk quickly or slowly. That sensation is always there. In fact, you can even experiment a little bit. Try walking a little bit faster. See how it feels. See how it feels physically, how the sensation changes. But also how you respond mentally as well. There's no reason at all why you can't walk very quickly and yet at the same time have a very calm, quiet mind. In just the same way, if you experiment with walking a little more slowly, there's no reason you can't walk slowly and yet still have a very sharp and focused mind. So this is just something for you to experiment with as you try this exercise over the next few days, the next few weeks. And the nice thing about this exercise is that you already have to walk. This doesn't require you putting extra time aside each day to do this exercise. It's simply saying, okay, you already have to walk this much. How about applying the mind to those times, to that situation, so that when you turn up to each new place, you do feel rested, you do feel calm, and you do feel ready to face whatever it is you're about to do next. So hopefully you found that exercise useful today and you started to get a greater sense, a greater appreciation of life unfolding around you as you're walking down the street. Tomorrow we'll be looking at mindfulness of eating. Again, if you've got any questions at all, if you'd like further information about mindfulness, check out the website at getsomeheadspace.com.